Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Pastor Ulysses Morgan, and I'm here on today on this beautiful radio station again to bring you the Word of God. Amen. This is Kingdom Builders Radio Broadcast, and we are thankful to the Lord that we are able to come and be a blessing to those of you who are listening to this broadcast on a weekly basis. I do say amen. Get somebody on the phone, call them, let them know that we're on the air. Somebody who you know may be blessed by this broadcast. Amen. On last week, we were talking about miracles. We want to continue to do that, but I want to just take a little sidetrack here, and we're going to have another subject here, amen, that's going to fit right in with what we've been talking about. But we are glad that you have tuned in. I don't know who you are, but I do know that God has allowed you to tune in, and it is not an accident nor a coincidence. It is the will of God. And I know that someone that's listening to my voice today will hear from the Holy Spirit on the subjects or answers that you have been praying to God about, or understanding that you need to continue on in the work that God has called you to do. Amen. Especially the females, glory to God. This may more fit you today than anything, but we want to come on this air to be productive. I do not just want to be here to have something to do. We're not trying to be popular. We're not trying to be, on top, so to speak, arrogant. We want to help somebody. And I know that God has given me an assignment here, and there are those in whom He already has to hear what the Spirit said to the church. Every preacher, every anointed person is assigned to certain people, depending on their situation, depending on their problems, depending on how they are. God has assigned preachers to them, and He gives them the message, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastors, and teachers, for the answers of the people that have been praying to Him. Now, one thing that I want to encourage you with is that it is so very blessed to know that God hears your prayer. He hears your prayer. And we just thank God for this opportunity to be able to allow God to use us answering your prayer. God is good all the time. Today, we are going to talk to you from a topic that I have entitled The Difference Between a Gift and a Token. A Gift and a Token. Glory to God. Amen. We want to share this with you as God shared it with me on this morning. Amen. And last week, we want to share what God has given me, because I do believe when you sincerely seek God, He is going to give you, amen, the answer to someone's prayer. Now, the gift and the difference between the gift and a token. We're going to start reading from the beginning. We're going back to Genesis. We cannot leave Genesis because it is the beginning of everything that we are blessed with and we go through. Amen. And so the foundation of being blessed, the foundation of getting your reward, the foundation of joy, peace, long-suffering, the foundation of all these things that Paul and Peter wrote about, glory to God, Jesus spoke about in the New Testament. The foundation of these, it starts at the beginning, glory to God. And we're going to go to Genesis, the second chapter, and I'm going to start reading. I'm just going to read one verse of Scripture, Genesis 2 and 22, Genesis 2 and 22. And here's what it says. It says, and the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made He a woman and brought her unto Adam. Now, I want to pause here and have a word of prayer for those who are listening to me right now, because I want God to open up your mind, your heart, and your spirit to be receptive to the word of God. I don't know if I have any critics that's watching or not, and I'm not really concerned about that, because you can't really satisfy people who criticize you all the time, no matter what you do. You can do excellent things, but you will have critics who will criticize even the excellency of your work that God has called you to do. They criticize Jesus' work. Amen. And so you must understand that. But I thank God for those of you who are positive and those of you who are looking to have an answer that you may share with somebody else, even as it has helped you. Father, we thank you right now for the word of God, and we thank you for giving me this assignment and this particular topic to share with those in whom you would have to listen to this broadcast. As you gave it to me, God, it was for a purpose, for you never do anything without a purpose, and I thank you for it. Now, as we go into it, Holy Spirit, let your anointing flow through these airways. In the name of Jesus, we ask, we believe, and we pray. Amen. Now, we read about Adam and Eve, and we know the story concerning and surrounding that. But I want to just share this one particular verse of Scripture. The Bible says that God caused a deep sleep to come upon Adam because Adam, amen, was in need of something. Everything that God gave, everything that he created, everything that he made, and there's a difference between creation and making. Creation means that God needed nothing. He spoke it into existence. When you make something, that means you have something to make it. You have a substance to make it with. And so when God made Adam out of the dirt of the earth, he made all the animals and everything, and everything that God made reproduced itself. Amen. They had a reproduction cycle that God calls to reproduce himself, except for Adam. And Adam had a need. Adam had a need. So now we see God has made Adam, and yet Adam has a need. So we understand that God made have Adam whole, but he was incomplete. And God never leaves anything incomplete. If God's going to do something in your life, he's going to complete it. It doesn't matter what it looks like at the time. Right now, some of you are listening to me, and your situation is terrible, and you're saying, preacher, you don't know, amen, my situation. You don't know what I'm going through. I don't care if you're at the other end of the world, the other end of the country, the other end of the state. It doesn't matter. God never causes things to be incomplete. God will give you what you need, but you have to make sure that your heart is in the right place. Your life is in order, so that you will recognize when God gives you what's necessary to complete you. Adam was whole, but he wasn't complete. This is why God said it was not good for him to be alone, amen, that he would make a help that is compatible, a help meet for Adam. And so he caused a deep sleep to come upon Adam, and Adam slept, and God took the rib and made a woman. He made a woman. He made now something that will cause Adam to be complete. And I don't care what you say, amen, unless you have decided to become, a priest or a nun, glory to God, or a monk, you can decide to do that. They call them eunuchs, amen. You can decide to do that. But unless that is happening, amen, every man is incomplete until he has met the mate that is meet or compatible for him. Now, what happened when God made Eve? God, the Bible says in the 22nd verse of the second chapter of Genesis, that he brought her to Adam. He brought her to Adam. Amen. Which means that Eve became a gift to Adam. He didn't have to purchase her. He didn't have to buy her. He didn't have to work for her. He didn't have to pray for her. Amen. He didn't have to pray. And when God has caused you to do a work for him, he will supply you with the necessities that it takes for you to complete the work. Amen. And Adam, glory to God, was given a duty, was given a job, but there was a certain part that was incomplete, and God had to make sure before he finished his work that he was complete. Glory to God. Now, when he brought Eve to Adam, he brought her as a gift. Now, let me explain. Let me define the gift. A gift is something that is given to you that you do not have to work for, that you do not have to pray for, that you do not have to buy. It is given to you, but a gift is something that benefits you. It has to benefit you in some way. Glory to God. When we receive something from someone and it has no value, it has no meaning, it has no benefit to us, then it becomes a token. It is something that you set on the mantelpiece or that you set on the end table or that you set on your coffee table, glory to God, just to look at and be reminded of the person who gave it to you. So it is a token. Amen. Maybe a token of an appreciation, a token of whatever it may be. But when you receive a gift is something that's going to benefit you or is usable in some means in your life. And Eve was a gift, and she was something that Adam needed that would cause beneficial, beneficial things for him. Glory to God. Amen. And so when you receive this, when he received this, he began then to appreciate the gift. Not only did he appreciate the gift, but also the gift was not a dead gift. It was an alive gift. And he used the gift, and they became, the Bible said, one flesh, because Eve, watch this now, Eve was a benefit to her husband. Amen. Now, ladies, you have to understand that if you are married and if you are intend to get married, that you are to be a benefit to your husband. Amen. A benefit, something that's going to help complete who he is. And men have to understand that the woman is not a token. She's not something that you just lay with and put on the shelf and admire and do nothing with. She is, amen, a gift to you. And it's time that we understand this situation, because once we come into this knowledge, you will have very few divorces, especially in the church. Glory to God. We tend to be a benefit to everyone and everything except who we were designed to benefit. Glory to God. Amen. When you have something that benefits you, it causes an increase. You have to understand that. It causes an increase. And I'm going to tell you, even though the man has received, but the woman, if you didn't have her, there would be no grounds to plant the seed in, to multiply, to have children, amen, to complete that inner feeling that you have of the flesh, which is not sin. Every time we say flesh, we automatically think of sin. But there are fleshly things that comes up in an individual that's not necessarily sin. We have to make sure we rightly divide the word of truth. Now, I'm going to show you something. What is one of my pet peeves, especially as I was pastoring, and that is when I used to hear women come up and say, I don't need no man. Well, now, let's deal with that. Glory to God. You may not need a man as far as desiring him at that moment, but there is a feeling that comes over you that no one can satisfy but a male. And the male must understand that the same principle applies to him when it comes to a female. But you don't just use it. When I give you a gift, I do not want you to abuse it. I don't want you to misuse it. Because if I come by and see that the gift that I've given you is in the floor or outdoors or somewhere inconspicuous, that tells me that you do not appreciate what I've given you, so therefore you have not used it for your benefit. So now why should I give you another gift when you don't appreciate the one I gave you in the first place? Men, we've got to understand this principle. We've got to understand and learn how to appreciate what God gave us. Yes, there come times you have to learn each other. There are times when there are debates in the relationships. Amen. Each one of you have your mind. But when it all boils down, you need to tell the devil to get out of your house, get out of your life, get out of your marriage, and come to an understanding with your spouse to make sure that you know if you love God, that God has given this as a gift to you, and you should appreciate it, take care of it, and show God that you really can use it, and you are thankful for making you complete, man. This is what we have to do. Glory to God. The gift, amen. When God gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit, it was to be used for our benefit. And when I say use, I'm not talking about abuse. There's a difference between using and abusing. When God brought that gift to Adam, to her husband, amen, to the recipient of that gift, he brought that gift to a righteous man. He brought that gift to somebody who was going to love her, cherish her, amen, treat her like a lady. Glory to God. Treat her like a lady. Treat her like something special. Glory to God. Treat her like she's supposed to be treated. And in turn, she is supposed to treat you like she loves you. Treat you special. And when two people are treating each other special, you can't tell me that the devil can get between there because there's no room. Glory to God. The gift. Okay? The gift is a need, okay? It's a need of something that the receiver gives to benefit. It is a need. When you get ready to give a gift to somebody, a lot of times you look and see, what do they really need? What can I give them that is going to be a blessing to them? Last Christmas, my wife went and bought me some ties. Ties to go around my neck. Glory to God. Now, that was a Christmas gift. That wasn't a token, amen, of appreciation. That was a gift, which means that it was usable, which means that when I get ready to go out and preach and teach and minister, I have something that she's given me that I can put on, and it is useful to me. Glory to God. It is useful. A gift that is given to a man should be something that is useful to him, to take the pressure off of him. You must understand that. The next thing that I want to bring to your attention is, watch this now, and you've got to get this. A gift is something that is valuable. Depending on the wealth or the net worth of a person, that gift is supposed to be valuable. Amen. I can't be worth $1 million and then go buy you a gift to show you how much I appreciate you or love you and buy you a gift that's only worth $5. Amen. That's not saying very much. When God brought Eve to Adam, he brought one of the most valuable things that he could bring to that man. There was nothing more valuable to Adam on earth than Eve. And God made it that way. He made it, he made sure that there would be nothing on earth. When God gives you a gift, he gives you something valuable. Amen. He don't give you something that's out of his closet. He doesn't give you anything that you hadn't used in 10 years. He doesn't give you anything that you can put in a yard sale. He doesn't give you, amen, he gives you something that is valuable. When people give you gift, when they give me a gift, I'm just going to be honest with you. When I receive a gift from someone, amen, I look at what they put into that gift, what they spent on that gift, because that tells me exactly what they felt when about me when they were looking for a gift for me. Amen. Now, according to the person's net worth, according to what the ability that they have to give, that's what I look at. Because sometimes there are those who are on fixed incomes, there are those who've lost their job, and then they want to give the pastor a gift. And sometimes that gift is $5. It may be $10. But when I look at what they have, that $5 and $10 is a lot to them. They put a lot in that. And that makes me more humble, that makes that gift more precious to me. It's more valuable to me because not only can I use this, but every time I get ready to use it, I remember the person who gave it to me, who put all just about all they had into that gift to give to me, because gifts express the heart of the giver. Gifts expresses the heart of the giver. Amen. God is good. So we have to look at that. When I go and I buy my wife a card, a birthday card, a Valentine's card, an anniversary card. Amen. That card is just something that you read. It's nothing that she can use, so it is a token of my love for her or my appreciation. The words are given her to understand how I feel on the inside about her. After the birthday's over, and after she reads the card, then the card just sits on the table because it's not a gift. It is a token. So therefore, it's meaningful, but it's not valuable. Glory to God. And when you give a gift, when God gives a gift to you, God gives you something that is valuable to you, that is going to help you in the long run. Now, Paul said it in 1 Corinthians, I think the 12th chapter, when he was talking about spiritual gifts. Each one of those spiritual gifts, and there are 9 of them, that he gives severally by the Holy Spirit, as it will, are something that is to be utilized, and they are valuable. And many of you that are listening to me right now, you have some of those gifts. Amen. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, working of miracles, prophecy, tongues, interpretation of tongues, healing, glory to God. All these gifts, working of miracles, all of these gifts, they are valuable from the giver to you, and they are workable. They are not to be sitting still inside of you. And God's going to create a platform for every one of you to use the gift that he's placed inside of you. Now, I want to say this before my time is up. And we want to get back to the house. because now my wife, I believe God gave her to me as a gift. Amen. Matter of fact, this radio broadcast wouldn't have been possible without her. She put it in perspective, which means that now I'm reaching people all over the country through this radio broadcast, and it was orchestrated by the gift that God gave me. Amen. I want to talk to the men again. I want to say, brethren, if you're listening to me, if you're listening to me, if you do not value the gift of the person that God has given you, then you're going to be lost. You're going to miss your miracle. Amen. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to be tormented. You're going to be messed up because you do not appreciate the gift and you do not know how to utilize the gift and let the gift work on your behalf to make you complete in what God has called you to do. I hope and believe I'm reaching somebody right now. Glory to God. Ladies, I want you to know that you are a gift. You are a beautiful gift. No one has the right to turn you away and place you as a token to be just placed on a mantelpiece somewhere or on a shelf and just be admired instead of being a helpmate. Amen. When you have a gift, my wife is my gift, and I value it. I cherish it. She's done a lot of work. But there are times when I have to show some appreciation for that gift. I have to show some appreciation. It's not automatic. You have to cause yourself to do it. God will cause you to remember and know the gift that you have and what that gift has benefited you with, men, and then you have to show appreciation for that gift to that gift. Because when God gives it to you, that means you take care of it, you cherish it. Amen. Every now and then, I buy flowers for my wife. Every now and then, and I'm not talking about on special occasions. It doesn't have to be an occasion. It could be in the middle of the year. It can be just a summer day or winter night, whatever it may be. But when I think of what God has given me and start appreciating, glory to God, how complete that this gift has made me, then I have to do something to show her, and not only her, but I have to do something also to show God that I appreciate what you've given me. We have to appreciate the gift. Polish it up. Polish it up. Amen. Glory to God. Every now and then, make it shine. Make it glitter. Make it glow. Amen. Make it, just don't push it in the dirt. Just don't put it in the corner. Bring it out. People know that you appreciate this gift that God has given you. It is time for this. God has given several gifts that I can't go into now. Amen. Meshach and Abednego was a gift. Abigail was a gift to David. She was a gift, glory to God. You can read on and on and on concerning these women who became gifts to these men as they married them, produced children. So we have to understand that principle. And I want you to go away from this radio broadcast thinking about this. Ladies, don't down yourself. Don't let nobody else down you. Don't let no man down you. You are made precious in the sight of God, and God has caused you to be a gift to some man, somebody. You are a precious gift to. And men, you've got to understand that there is somebody who is a gift that God is going to give to you. And if he hasn't given it to you, prepare to receive it. And if you already got it, show some appreciation for it. I have to tell you this. I have to break down and bring this to you. Glory to God. Because you're beautifully and wonderfully made, ladies. And you are the gift of God to cause some man to be complete in what God has called him to do. I pastor the way I do because I have a gift that causes me to be complete. God bless you. Our time is up. P.O. Box 492 in Cordial, Georgia, zip 31010. You can write us if you so desire. Amen. We just thank God for you listening in. Glory to God. You can still hear this again on Facebook. You can go there. Amen. On the Kingdom Builders, you can hear it. Amen. And Blog Talk Radio, Kingdom Builders. Until our next broadcast, we're going to come back, amen, with some more miracles. We thank God for you listening in to us. May the grace of God be with you. In Jesus' name, amen.